They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We're glad to have you along with us. Doug Duda, Tony Davis, known as the Big Daddy. And yes, he is here, our producer and engineer, Derek Stenson, one of the few Buffalo Bill fans that I know. We'll get to him in a moment. It is press conference day. We'll take you to Lincoln with Bo Pelini, head football coach of the Huskers, and we'll hear from the coach as they get ready for the big non-conference game in 2009, the trip to 13th-ranked Virginia Tech. Also, we'll be hearing from Mike Babcock, who's going to join us in just a moment from the press conference before we hear from the coach from Huskers Illustrated. We'll talk to Mike as well. And a Troutman's Tuesday trivia. Derek, are you okay? Is everything okay? Did you survive? Are you okay?
I'm here. I don't know about surviving.
Need to hug it up?
Been trying to stave off the pain since last night and dig myself out of this ditch of depression.
I can come over there and you want to hug it up.
We might have to do that after the show. I'm still trying to figure out what the hell was going through Leotis McKelvin's head when he ran that ball out of the end zone last night. What? You have the hands team. They put the hands team out there to be safe. Yeah. They're showing it right now on ESPN, and he got drilled. He tried to cover the ball up. He was fighting for extra yards, but I'm still trying to figure out. It's flabbergasting. I have no idea.
What are you more surprised by, Tony? Because I said from the get-go, before the game even started, I don't think we talked about it on the show because we didn't talk a lot of NFL yesterday, the concern with New England's the defense, and it showed last night. What I'm scratching my head at is how the heck Oakland was in that game last night. Jamarcus Russell was 12 for 30, 205 yards, and what, 60 of it on that last touchdown pass?
Hey.
Not what you want out of your quarterback.
And which one was more surprising, do you think?
I gotta think the Bills with a totally rebuilt offensive line. The amount of starts, Derek. Maybe you have the number. The amount of NFL starts. I believe three rookies that have zero.
Three rookies. It was either the first time ever or the first time since the 70s that a team started the season with three rookies on the line. Three guys that had never played an NFL snap, and they do this with a new offensive coordinator. You know, they got rid of Turk or whatever his name was just a week ago. So there you go.
How good Fred Jackson look at running back, filling in for Marshawn Lynch, has gone the first four games because of the substance abuse problem, or the first three games because of substance abuse problems. He comes off the corner and just, I thought he was very, very impressive. Screen passes and whatnot, I thought he did an excellent, excellent job. You're going up against the Patriots, who the Cinderella team, the everybody's love child, Tom Brady coming back after the year off with a knee injury. So much hype being put on them.
They got pressure on them.
Every week, and they're able to overcome somehow. I don't know how. I really don't know how. Because every week they're taking somebody's best shot.
Huh. Well, so there you go.
You know, I think this goes to prove last night, maybe, that these are all professional athletes. These are all people, 53 of them, capable of playing. You know, when you get 5 days to prepare in between games, maybe these teams aren't quite as capable of stepping up and making these monster games. But when you got 3 weeks or a month in the preseason to figure out what people like to do and what they do best, they match up a lot closer than the experts think the first week. Now we'll see.
I can't wait till our power rankings on Thursday because there was some interesting Interesting things. Our last, the one thing I want to say, though, Detroit is no longer the worst team in the National Football League. It is the St. Louis Rams. The St. Louis Rams are the worst team in the National Football League. To start a season looking as bad as you did with one of the best offensive players, supposedly, in Steven Jackson, but they have nothing else, so Seattle keyed on them. It's not like Seattle, even though a lot of people think they could win their four-team conference or division, isn't that good. So we'll
talk a little bit more NFL in a little bit, Doug. But I'd like to apologize for the one deal I think I've been totally wrong on after week one, and that's been ripping Matt Hasselbeck, who looked you know what, I have not been a fan. Maybe he's been hurt the last 2 years. I've been down on him. Great start to the season. I think Seattle could be one of those up-and-coming teams, along with San Francisco. Mike Singletary, you know, he wasn't – Mike Singletary's not on the suckability meter. He just won't have it. He'll get off of that and start doing good things.
Him and Bo Pelini could get along okay, right?
Yes, I think Mike Singletary, Bo Pelini, yes, very, very close.
Coach Pelini's press conference coming your way at the bottom of the hour, but right now from Memorial Stadium, we welcome in Mike Babcock of Huskers Illustrated, of course, also writing many books, including a Nebraska Football Vault, The History of the Cornhuskers. And Mike joins us this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Mike, do you get as much enjoyment kicking back watching the pros on Sunday as Daddy does after all that college?
You know, I do. I do. When I can get away from stuff that I have to be writing, I do. I enjoy that. I enjoy Sundays and Monday night football, and I can't get enough of it.
Well, Mike, an interesting chapter is being written, or at least Husker fans are hoping it's being written, with the Bo Pelini in year two here. We're two games in. We didn't expect to know much. What do you feel you've learned about this team through two games?
Well, you know, I don't know that I have a very good sense of it yet. I really think that we'll know so much more after this team plays in Blacksburg, because of the, you know, the youth, the inexperience in certain areas of the team, the fact that they haven't been on the road yet, the fact that really Zach Lee's only had opportunity to play in two games, really significant experience, and now he's going to go on the road to see how he responds. So, I don't know that other than having the opportunity to get these guys some experience, some game experience, these first two games, I don't know that I've learned a whole lot about this team yet. I want to see how it reacts on the road against a strong opponent.
Mike, are you surprised at all at how confident and how good, I don't care who you're playing, that Zach Lee has looked?
Well, no, I'm not, because, guys, from all indications, guys talked about how confident he was, and at the Big 12 media days, Bo Pelini described him as borderline cocky, and then Jake Hickman said, "You can drop the borderline." You know, he's just flat out cocky. So he has that confidence, and I think that's important, obviously. But you just don't know how a guy's going to react when he goes on the road for the first time, when he hasn't had a lot of experience at this level. And the other thing is, obviously, how he performs is going to depend on how those guys around him perform. So that's really going to be important, I think, for the offensive line to step up and provide him some protection, open up some holes, establish some sort of a running game. But, his confidence, I don't think anybody ever questioned that he had confidence in a strong arm.
Mike Babcock joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk all things Husker football. Mike, the more people that cover Nebraska or any sport, more bloggers, more websites, more papers, whatever there is, I chuckle when I sat in the press box on game day and listened to how all of the media folks view and watch the game differently. Some just watch the game. Some will watch a linebacking core. Some will watch the lines for a while. When you're sitting there, what are you watching and what do you want to see? At least what have you been watching these first two games?
Well, it varies from game to game, but in some ways I'm like most fans. I try to discipline myself, but I find myself going back and watching the ball. I mean, in some ways, I guess it'd be the same as if I were sitting in the stadium. I'd probably look at the same things, but I try to be disciplined. And so, when you're looking at two redshirted freshman linebackers starting for Nebraska, you try to kind of watch them when there's some consideration for the offensive line, how they're developing. You try to pick out individual linemen and see what they're doing, but. It's a hard habit to break, I think, to follow the ball and watch it as a fan. Although I read some of these blogs, I'm not sure the fans anymore are doing that. They're as focused on particular players as maybe a coach is in studying film.
Mike, you can say that you don't know maybe what you wanted to know at this point. Is there one area of Nebraska football, though, that has exceeded your expectations to this point?
Well, you know, to this point, Daddy, I think that even though we talked about Zach Lee having confidence, I just didn't know how he would respond when he got out there, when he was a man. And I was really impressed with the way he threw the ball on Saturday against Arkansas State. I thought that was very impressive. And, you know, people started talking in the press box about, well, when was the last time we saw a guy that put that kind of zip on the ball here, throwing it for Nebraska? And I think that you've got to go back to the mid-70s with Dave Hum and Vince Ferragamo, when the offense was dramatically different, to find guys that put it out there with that kind of zip. I mean, I thought it was really impressive the way he put the ball in there. So that was something that, again, I'd heard a lot of things about how he had performed in practice, but I needed to see it for myself, I guess. And so I thought that was impressive. And, I've been impressed with Roy Helu. He talked about not playing very well against Arkansas State, but, I think he has the potential to be the real deal as a running back.
Mike, I think somebody that threw the ball that hard was LeTravis in the spring game. It was nowhere near a receiver, but I think he threw it that hard.
Yeah. Dominic Raiola and Adam Carricker could throw the ball hard and a long way, too, but I don't know that you wanted them back there calling signals.
The Sioux sure ripped it into the back wall against Colorado, too. Hey?
Yeah.
We're talking with Mike Babcock here as Bo Pelini's getting ready for his press conference. I have a feeling that this is almost going to be an uncomfortable press conference because Bo's not going to want to say anything that's taken in any way about Virginia Tech. It's going to be very vanilla answers today. Is there something you're looking for, at least from the coach to say, or at least get an answer about a question you have as you go into this press conference?
No, I think you've got a good estimation of what it's going to be like. I mean, he was asked last night if there was anything in particular that you prepare for when you go on the road for the first time. And I think it got one of those answers about, repeat the question or, I don't know what you're talking about kind of thing. I understand. I mean, the focus is really important here. And, team chemistry, you find out a little bit about team chemistry because it's not just playing in a loud stadium in front of a hostile crowd. I mean, your entire routine is changed now. You're sleeping in a strange bed. You have to travel. Their class considerations. It is just your whole routine is disrupted. So it requires focus, and I'm sure that the coaches are very focused themselves in going into a situation like this.
Mike, what do you think about this game? A, our chances, and B, how important a win would be right now?
Well, I think a win would be significant, obviously, if it's not an either-or situation, but if you said, would you rather go on the road, play well, and win at Missouri in the conference game, or would you rather play well and win at Virginia Tech? Obviously, you want the conference thing, but I think it's important from the standpoint of is the program moving in the right direction? People tend to get impatient, I guess, and you got to remember this is only the second season with Bo Pelini, but I think a win there would just reinforce what is actually the case, and that is the program's going in the right direction. And do I think Nebraska has an opportunity? I certainly, I do. I think Nebraska has the ability to go on the road and win that game. I don't think that Virginia Tech is unbeatable in any way, shape, or form, but it's a big test. That's a difficult place to play. And as I said before, we'll find out a lot about Nebraska. Even if Nebraska doesn't win the game there but plays well, I think you found out something significant about this team.
Mike, do you think there's the coaches inside that, is there an added pressure whenever they step up against a Virginia Tech or teams like the last year when they got beat so bad to Missouri, this year Missouri, is there an uneasy pressure on those guys to at least compete favorably?
Well, I'm sure it's the same pressure every week. I mean, these are very highly competitive people, and
right.
They don't get to where they are without being that way. So, I don't know that it's any extraordinary difference because I think the pressure is already extraordinary in that sense. So, I don't think that it's any greater because this is Virginia Tech or because it's the first time on the road. I think that pressure would be there anyway.
Mike Babcock joins us for just another minute. He's at the Nebraska press conference, and we'll hear from Coach Bo Pelini around 11:30. I guess this is something that we haven't even talked about on the show before, but if you were the TV guys for ABC getting ready to, like Jimmy the Greek and Brent Musburger did back in the day, break down the game and give a check mark to the offense and the defense, well, Virginia Tech would get the check for coach. I mean, coaching staff, wouldn't they, just with their experience and big game knowledge?
Well, yeah, experience. I think you definitely would have to go that direction. That's no disrespect to, no, to Nebraska staff, but certainly, it's obvious that there's a track record there, and Frank Beamer's been very successful, and Bud Foster, you know, his defense. I think people have a lot of respect for that. Obviously, they figure he's going to have some things up his sleeve. So, you got to have there's an advantage there because of the experience. There's an advantage playing at home. There's an advantage because I think Rivals.com called Lane Stadium there in Blacksburg the most difficult place in college football to play. So, you know, all those kinds of ancillary things are, I think, favor Virginia Tech.
Well, Mike, we'll let you get inside and find out what, you know, our linemen are telling the press corps there, like Jake Hickman and Mr. Sue and all that. So,
tell that one TV guy to quit asking dumb questions, too. God, that guy bugs me every week.
Yeah, I have no control over that, Daddy. I'm sorry.
Mike, the black and white question that the Husker fan wants to know, in your mind, the percentage chance Nebraska has to win the game on Saturday, 20, 40, 60?
Well, I'd say just a little under 50%. I mean, I really think that I'm probably going to be proven wrong here, but I really think that Nebraska has a good shot. The only thing that concerns me, obviously, is it's on the road, and you just don't know how this team's going to respond on the road. But if the team can respond on the road well, I think Nebraska has a decent shot to win that game. So I wouldn't put it much under 50-50, but definitely I would put it a little under there just because, again, like I said, it's on the road, and that's a tough place to play.
Well, go get some pizza, Mike. We sure appreciate the time.
Anytime, guys. Have a good week.
Mike Bibcock of Huskers Illustrated, of course, author of Nebraska Football Vault, The History of the Cornhuskers. Find it in your local bookstore. It's a great, great piece of information and great history on Nebraska football from the day they put the ball on a tee. We need to take a break here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Coming up, Bo Pelini's press conference from Lincoln and a lot more to discuss after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. I'll be back in a moment.
Are you kidding?
No, I'm not kidding you. I wish I were.
If you've noticed a change in your hearing, then it's time to see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. The unique partnership between our audiologists and physicians allow us to provide unsurpassed care and state-of-the-art hearing health care. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
BioGuard, the products to keep your pool water soft and crystal clean. Hi, this is Doug Detterding reminding you nothing is better than BioGuard water treatment to kill bacteria and algae and to protect against scale corrosion and staining. We are the BioGuard water professionals with both the product knowledge and experience. We're Detterding Swimming Pool Headquarters, 2nd Avenue in Kearney and just south of Whiskey Creek in Grand Island.
Choose better things at Detterding's. It's a quality of life.
Everyone on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's Thursday, September 17th. Enjoy $9 buckets of Coors and Coors Light products and beer battered brats all you can eat off the grill for $3 and door prizes. There's a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn, so don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
It's the state of the art and the state of the game at Indian Head Golf Course in Grand Island. GPS devices are now on every cart, eliminating the distance guesswork, improving your club selection for the next shot at a better game. With its flat, fair, but challenging, well-manicured golf greens, Indian Head is well above par. Play 9 or 18 holes, and the 19th hole is better, too, with a newly renovated clubhouse. Indian Head Golf Club, where the fun begins. Reserve tee times at 308-381-4653, 308-381-4653. ESPN Radio Game of the Week.
Deep right field and gone.
The best matchups of the week, Sunday nights, starting at 6:15.
Pitch it in the air, left center field. That is deep. Looking up. Goodbye!
on ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 AM.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 80. Winds will stay to the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly cloudy with a low around 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Don't forget, tomorrow we will be live at Husker Harvest Days for our special two-hour program. We've got some special guests. We've got our weekly guests. We're going to talk Loper Chat with UNK Athletic Director John McBride. Also, Bob Jensen from Huskerland Prep Report will join us for our weekly Wednesday chat about high school football, what was a wacky week, and what will be coming up. Also, Steve Sipple from the Lincoln Journal-Star to give us more insight on the Nebraska-Virginia Tech game. We're going to talk with Jeff Jamrog. He's a bigwig in the program now. We're going to talk with Jeff, and we've got more on the program tomorrow, live from Husker Harvest Days with the boys at Dynagrow. Daddy, where are we going to be at?
Well, we're going to be lot 1131 on Seed Row. 1-800-652-9298. Need to get alfalfa seed ordered. Polar Guard Everlast 2. They've got it. You're looking at Roundup Ready soybeans. They got it. You're looking for corn. Several new hybrids available. Dynagrow has it. They have availability for you. Remember, there's cash discounts going on until January. You increase your order for 36 units. You get a 20% down payment. You're going to receive a 12% cash discount. They're going to tell you that equal to a 26.18 APR discount. Optimized profit potential and peace of mind. Roundup Ready Corn 2 system. YieldGuard VT Triple. Got it. They keep going on and on with what Dynagrow has to offer. 1-800-652-9298. Call and find your local Dynagrow seeds dealer today.
1-888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The Dent Popper inbox wide open. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. If you'd like to email us, Doug, spell out the word and, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Head coach Bo Pelini will be joining us live from Lincoln with his weekly press conference in just a little bit. Also, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia is coming your way in just a couple of moments as well. But there were a couple of high school football games last night and a little bit of Monday night volleyball as well. Adams Central, I guess they get the trophy. They beat St. Cecilia last week, and they beat Adams Central or beat Hastings High yesterday in four sets, so they have won the city trophy. And also tonight, we've got a lot of volleyball in the area. There's some high school trianglers going on. We will have a state-rated Grand Island Northwest at Kearney High on KKPR-FM 98.9 at approximately 7:30. And, Tony, the new high school rankings are out. There's a lot of teams, as usual, from the area. We'll look at the Lincoln Journal Star today. Grand Island's 8th in A. In B, Aurora 3rd. Northwest is 4th. In C1, Grand Island Central Catholic number 1. St. Paul 3rd. Kearney Catholic is 5th. Minden comes in at 8. And Wood River is 9th. In C2, Sutton is who they have at number 1. Cambridge at 5th. Unbeaten Shelton comes in at number 8. That makes him proud over at Larry's Market. And in D1, Exeter Milligan's number 1. Palmer comes in at number 4. Silver Lake is now 8th after a rough start against some very good teams. Kennesaw comes in at number 9. And in D2, they have Clay Center number 1. Lawrence Nelson 4th. Giltner down to number 5 in the volleyball top 10 rankings this week. Also, a couple of other notes from the after the show yesterday. Nebraska Division II Players of the Week, football. Loper senior safety Pat Ackerman out of Holdridge is the Player of the Week for UNK. NAIA Top 25 out. Hastings College is ranked number 19 in the country. They play number 1 Sioux Falls. So hopefully they can give a good showing and stay in, or maybe shock the world and knock off the defending national champions. So they're ranked 19th in the country. One other football note, junior kicker Zach Egger, a graduate of Wood River, is the NAIA National Special Teams Player of the Week. 4 field goals to help Nebraska Wesleyan upset 19th-ranked Dakota Wesleyan last weekend, 38-23.
Congratulations to him. Doug, I don't know if you saw this story or not. You've heard
Serena
of people.
Williams?
No,
I saw that. Okay.
Saw this last night on the internet. you've heard of people donating their organs, you know, crashed, you know, whatever.
Would you warn me about these things?
Now, they're having football players donate their brains and spinal cord tissue to do a study on repeated concussions after they die. So there's former...
Thank God.
Well, yeah, they're not doing it on like, next Tuesday. Matt Burke of the Baltimore Ravens, Lofa Tuatupa of the Seattle Seahawks.
Tutti
Finuti. Those are two of the guys that are doing this. But Boston University's Center for the Study of Traumatic, some big word I can't say, they're doing the long-term effects of repeated concussions. And I
hasn't affected you.
I've never heard of this before.
Of Tutti Finuti?
I've heard of Tutti Finuti. I've never heard of donating your brain and spinal cord.
Well, interesting. I guess the day and age we're in, they do want to know more. So hopefully, if they're doing it, hopefully it works out. Golf season winds down for most people this time of year. Not for us. ESPN's Golf Challenge is coming up this Saturday at Indian Head. Still time for you to get signed up. You can find out all the information you need on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. It's a four-person scramble, 1 o'clock shotgun, Indian Head in Grand Island with some great prizes coming up this Sunday. $1,000 guaranteed purse to the winning team. $1,000. It's $60 a person to get in. $1,000, $1,000, $500 for second. Great prizes, not your normal flag prizes. We've got Husker tickets we're giving away, Sun Heat Systems, gift certificates and cards to many great places around the area. And we want to thank many of the fine sponsors like Midas, Sun Heat, Giggles, The Boathouse, Sluggers, Hogan's, Tri-City Storm, Schroeder's Smoked Foods. They're giving away golf equipment, like some nice golf Nike putters, and a whole bunch more. You can contact Indian Head for more information. You can call us at the station, 888-455-3776, or go to our website at ESPNSuperstation.com. But in golf, UNK started their fall season with a champion. Devin Kassler shooting a 3-under-par 141 to win the Augustana Fall Invitational that wrapped up in Sioux Falls, South Dakota yesterday at the beautiful Prairie Dunes Golf Course where they play a lot of top-notch events. And Kassler shooting 68 Sunday, 73 Monday, and he's able to win that by three shots. Devin Kassler, a senior from...
O-E-R-E.
That's right. Nice job, Devin. And for Max Haydenfelt, he finished 9th. Alex Farrell finished in 13th. And Jordan Ahrensdorf finished in 15th. The Lopers tied for second, just three shots off the winning total by Division I South Dakota. So a great start for UNK and for the women. They're at the Grizzly Invitational at the Cattails Golf Course in Alamosa, Colorado. And UNK's Sarah Wissing has the lead after day one. We'll take a break on the Doug and Daddy Show. Bo Pelini, Troutman's Tuesday Trivia, all coming up.
There they are, two dirty boys.
We had nothing to do with it. It was all their idea.
Now your tablecloth is stained, and how?
More dirty deeds done dirt cheap. When the Doug and Danny Show returns on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
Hey, everybody, this is Mike Greenberg, and you know, a typical work week for me used to be Monday through Friday, 9 to 5, but boy, times have changed. All of us are spending more and more hours stuck at the office, missing out on important family events, putting off the things that really matter. That's why I use GoToMyPC. With GoToMyPC, you can access your office computer from home, so you don't have to be at the office to get your work done. Work from home early in the morning, late at night, during the weekend, after you've done the things you really want to do. GoToMyPC is built for a non-technical person like me, so it's easy to set up and easy to use. Trust me, I use GoToMyPC, and I can't remember life without them. And here's the way you're going to do it. Try GoToMyPC free today with my exclusive 45-day free trial. This offer is only available if you use the promo code Mike. Visit GoToMyPC.com, click on the Try It Free button, and don't forget to use my promo code Mike. It'll change your life. It certainly has mine. GoToMyPC.com.
It's the 10th anniversary of the Tri-City Storm.
Hi, I'm Storm Head Coach Drew Schenick. There's a new storm coming to the Vero Event Center this season. The fans can look forward to major improvements, including a new sound system, suites, video, a new pro shop, and lower ticket prices. And oh, by the way, the hockey team is looking great.
Get a sneak peek at the next exhibition game on Friday, September 18th against the Omaha Lancers. Visit stormhockey.com for more. Presented by Viero.
I think we need a new house. Buying or selling a home should be a personal experience. It's about helping you make a change for the better. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We're smaller, more personal. We know the neighborhoods and what your home is worth. Call now for a personalized free market analysis of your home. Kearney Realty on East 52nd Street behind the mall. Call 338-1090 or kearneyrealty.net. We are outstanding in our field.
Well, Nebraska, believe it or not, winter is just around the corner, and now is a great time to save. During our national anniversary sale, you'll save $60 on all sets of four high-quality Michelin and BF Goodrich tires, and $100 on all sets of Big O tires. Plus, all of our auto service is on sale, from oil changes to brake service, transmission flushes, and more. So save big bucks now during our national anniversary sale, where Big O Tires open 7 days a week for your convenience. Tires, service, straight talk. Big O Tires, the team you trust.
Sunny to partly cloudy skies develop across the area today with high temperatures around 80. Winds will stay to the southeast at about 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, skies stay partly cloudy with a low around 52. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 68.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Woo-hoo! Bo Pelini going to join us. Oh, Bo Pelini. I want to say this, Tony, because you're in charge of getting Paul and Joyce back on the show. I did stop in for a little sidetrack entertainment before the Arkansas State game. It wasn't psychotic. Like it would be for a game later in the day or Friday night. But again, it was just, it's fun. It's fun. It's good adult fun at sidetracks with Paul and Joyce still going strong after all these years.
Yeah, she ain't no spring chicken, folks. It's amazing the job they do. And you see them at these big games around. They just have a lot of fun. They continue to do it.
And they're getting ready to go to Blacksburg. I think they left Monday with the horse and buggy. It's going to take them a while, but I think they're going to get there. Folks, it's time for Troutman's Tuesday Trivia. 888-455-3776. 888-455-ESPN. We're going to take your calls on the air today. We've got a variety of different questions concerning college football. First correct answer is going to get a $25 gift card to Troutman's Quality Meats. It's a grill's best friend. Check out their Green Mountain Grills, carrying the gang open 6 days a week. When it comes to tailgating, nobody does it better. If you have not won in the last 2 months, you are eligible. Let's go to the phone lines. Who are we chatting with?
Joe,
here we go. I got a question for you. Nebraska taking on Virginia Tech this Saturday. Who is the last ACC team that Nebraska has beaten in football?
Clemson.
Oh, I'm trying to slide it by the first question. Oh, man, I thought, I'll slide an easy one in and just not say it's easy. Joe, outstanding. Outstanding, Joe. I applaud you. Every once in a while we throw, kind of a little wiffle ball in there, but a lot of guys swing and miss. Congratulations. $25 gift card coming your way. Hang on the line, and Derek will get your information.
Thanks, guys.
Wow. I didn't know, Tony. I didn't want to throw him. I was going to say, where did Frank Beamer coach before Virginia Tech? Well, it's Murray State. He wouldn't have got that. Nobody would have got that. If somebody, like one of your friends would have called, that's what I'd have said. That would have been the question they got. Let's see, what else were we talking about here? We talked about that. Where did Frank Beamer graduate from? Virginia Tech. See, now there's another one that, would have seemed, is simple, but wouldn't seem that way. Frank Beamer, Virginia Tech. Yeah, the Huskers' most recent ACC opponent was Clemson, but you didn't get it. You missed twice. You missed twice. Yeah, you said, when we beat Virginia Tech last time, and they said, oh, no, Wake Forest. No, Clemson. Last year in the Gator Bowl, Nebraska picked up the victory. Nebraska's last trip at an ACC opponent was Wake Forest, where they gift-wrapped a win for us 20-17.
Ben Eisenhart still picked that ball off.
Yes, he did. Yeah. Your favorite person from Culbertson?
Yeah. obviously.
Nah, our sales guy, Jesse, my favorite person from Culbertson.
Okay, I was going to go with Ben. Maybe he's dead rusty.
Well, see, yeah, there you go. Yeah, probably Rusty the coolest of all of those, yeah.
Yeah.
No doubt about it. oh, Joe, wow. I didn't see that one coming. I thought that I was going to slide that one by and have to go two or three times. Bo Pelini is going to join us here with his weekly press conference on the Doug and Daddy Show to talk about Virginia Tech, to talk about the Huskers. Yeah, after practice yesterday, maybe a record for shortest time with the media. They just, after a lot of very short answers, not he was polite, but he's just not willing to say much of anything.
I just think that he, at times he seems relatively comfortable. Tuesdays, I think, when he knows he has to do it, and he knows it's going to take a half hour out of his day, it's blocked off, a half hour is gone, I think he's looser. And these other deals are after practice. He's got things on his mind. Doesn't want to be there at all, whether it's 3 minutes, 5 minutes, 7 minutes, 10 minutes. That's just his personality coming through. And I think that's what we wanted here in Nebraska. We wanted somebody real. We didn't want the fake guy. Right?
Oh.
I mean, I don't think anybody's upset.
We wanted a winner.
Well, that's what we wanted. We got one.
Tony, this football team in Virginia Tech, they're ranked 13th, which would seem to be, you know, they seem to hang around that number 10 spot. I just, right now, without the running back, they're all ACC and Darren Evans, and I don't think this is one of their best defenses ever. How good is this Virginia Tech team? And as you said, the spread's only 3.5. You came up with an interesting point, by the way. Colin Cowherd mentions it. You like to go on Vegas Insider, check out the Vegas Power Poll.
Las Vegas sports consultants basically have their own poll. If you listen to Colin Cowherd, he likes to stay that poll. Nebraska rated 13th in the nation. Now, when you look at some of the people ahead of Nebraska, Notre Dame's ahead of Nebraska. So, Vegas likes Notre Dame a lot more than the AP voters like Notre Dame, a lot more than coaches like Notre Dame, a lot more than you like Notre Dame, excluding Kent. I mean, so it's not always in order, but they do have Nebraska.
Speaking of Ken, I haven't got an email from old Ken about that great Irish football team this week. Anyway, go ahead.
Virginia Tech, in that particular poll, is 19th. Nebraska finds themselves at 13th. So that's just something I find interesting because, and maybe some of that has to do with the following Nebraska has. Whether they've still got that following, I debate that they don't, but some people think they do. So it's one of those things. But Nebraska 13th in the land in that particular poll. I think, Doug, when you're looking at this game, all of a sudden, to me, Zach Lee and how he handles the road atmosphere, I just can't see the kid folding. I think he's...
I'm not worried about Zach. I'm worried about the line. I'm worried. H-Man kind of touched on it as well. I'm not worried about Sue. I'm worried about the other guys.
Okay.
Jared Crick Young. I mean, I'm not saying that they're not going to do a good job. I'm interested in seeing what they're going to do. Some people have kind of said the other side there on the offense and the defensive line has been, so-so at best.
Obviously, the concern everybody has is those linebackers and how young they are. Will they be able to? First of all, I think you're totally going to see a different defense. I think there's going to be people coming from everywhere, run blitzes. I think you're going to try and make them one-dimensional. And that's take away the throwing ability, make them run and stop the run. I think that's what they're going to do.
Well, and
I think there's going to be people flying all over.
Two things that will be said by the announcers in the game on Saturday. One, look at the magnificent block laid by Derek Meyer to open up the hole for Roy Helu's touchdown. You'll hear that. And two, what an outstanding defensive play by a kid that played 8-man football just 3 years ago in number 23, Lance Thoreau.
How many times do we have to say it here on this show? We really get tired of saying it.
We're waiting for Bo Pelini, folks, here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and I chuckle again because at Sidetracks they're always coming up with new songs. You have no knowledge of any music at all.
outside of maybe what a Neil Diamond song is. But an old 60s song called Run Around Sue. Was it Dion did that? I've been away so long, but I think Dion did Run Around Sue. Well, obviously, you know, keep away from, you know, Run Around Sue. Now it's keep away from Indomicong Sue. That's one of their new ones. It's so great. Absolutely great. It's part of the 300th sellout festivities in a couple of weeks, folks. Nebraska only has one home game now in a month's time. We've got this game on the road, then Lafayette comes in, then no football two Saturdays in a row because the game at Missouri. And so the Huskers have one home game between now and the 17th of October. And that's when Texas Tech and Iowa State come in on back-to-back weeks.
What do you think the crowd's going to be like for Nebraska, Doug? You think Nebraska's going to represent? Is this an away game that we go to? I mean, that people will go to?
I think so. From what I'm hearing, and again, it's not the biggest airport there to fly into Roanoke and drive in. But people have booked their flights. They're going in. I think any time you can go somewhere new and somewhere where you're not going to probably go again in the rest of your lifetime, you make that effort. I would have loved to have gone to this game this weekend just to hear Enter Sandman as Virginia Tech rolls in for this football game. We have the tunnel walk. They play Enter Sandman. It's a smaller stadium than what, obviously, in Lincoln. The setting where they're at, you actually got to try and find this place. And the history that Virginia Tech has built there.
Yeah, capacity 66,000 for this stadium and Lane Stadium. So it is a small atmosphere, but it gets very, very loud. Very, very loud. And I think Nebraska weathers the storm in that first quarter. I think they give themselves an opportunity to pull off one of those big game upsets.
Well, Bo Pelini has taken to the podium. And he is ready for his weekly press conference. Let's go to Lincoln with head coach Bo Pelini.
We're getting closer. Not where we want to be yet.
How big of a measuring stick is this game for you guys' program?
Every week's a measuring stick. You know, we've got to measure ourselves according to where we want to be and how we're executing. And, you know, that's the way it is. You know, you've got to measure yourself every day. Are you improving every day? Are you getting better every day? Are you competing to be the best every day? You've got to make improvement. And so then this week's just the next step.
It's a top 15 team on the road, national TV. Is this a chance for you guys to prove Nebraska's, I guess, back maybe in that national perception?
Got to prove, no. I mean, it's... all those things. National TV means nothing. Where we're playing means nothing. It's about executing between the lines and executing our football. Period. End of story. If we're able to do that, then we'll like the outcome. If we aren't, then you know that's the challenge that lies ahead of us.
Can't the atmosphere though impact how you guys execute?
Not if we do our job the right way. I play a lot of football games on the road, and. All that other stuff, that's all those outside influences. We've played well on the road around here, you know, it's exception of one game. And that was just one of those nights, you know. But you have, you know, it's about executing. And, you know, it's when you're at home, sometimes you have more distractions at home than you do on the road. And, you know, it comes down to, you know, after that initial emotion, you got to create your own energy a little bit. But our guys will feed off that atmosphere, and hopefully, I have even more energy and a more better feeling. That feeling of togetherness, us against the world type mentality. All that stuff is means nothing. It's about performing. It's about executing your techniques and focusing in. And we talk about it all the time. Whether you're home, you're on the road, you got to focus. You got to execute. You got to do what you're being coached to do. Play after play, and all, you know, all those other people, I don't even know how many people that stadium holds, but they're not playing. It's 11 on 11 when you walk out on the field.
Coach, when you watch Virginia Tech on film, I guess, what stands out to you and what's impressed you about them over the first two games?
No, they have good talent. They're good, very well coached football team. They have good talent. They're a physical football team. And, kind of what Coach Beamer's always been known for. You know, it's, you know, being tough, being physical, and obviously well coached. They've won a lot of football games around there.
Coach,
You've already gone against Tyrod Taylor a couple times as a coach, even going back to LSU. How have you seen him grow as a player, watching his film, where he's at now?
He's a good football player, you know. I think the biggest key is for him now is it's his offense, and it pretty much was last year, but he still had a little bit of a rotation going. But now I'm sure that helps him with a little bit of a comfort level and to be out there all the time and knowing that, he's going to get all the snaps. So that would help anybody. I think he's more comfortable. I think he's grown and. Just like anybody else who plays this game, you know, the more reps you get, the more experience you get, the better you get. And I think that's the case with Tyrod.
How big a concern is it, his scrambling ability when you have a quarterback like that?
It's always a concern when you have somebody who can do that. You got to play, you got to make sure you approach it the right way. And you can't treat him like somebody who, obviously playing against him and playing against, the style of guy like we had the first week, it's different. Different deal. You just got to approach it and plan it differently.
Is there any one unit that gets stressed more than another that when you face a mobile quarterback?
One unit?
Is there any does the unit have more responsibility, like defensive ends on containment, or is there one unit that gets stressed more?
Depends on the call. It's a team game. Everybody has to be aware of, the special talents that the quarterback has, and you have to play accordingly, and you have to develop a plan accordingly.
If you guys play like you did last week, can you win?
Yeah. Well, I don't expect to play like we did last week. I expect to get better.
Can you quantify the
I don't know if you can ever win if you perform exactly like you did the week before. You got to keep getting better as a football program.
Can you quantify the step up that your defense is going to be taking this week going against the Virginia Tech?
I guess I'm not following the question.
How much greater is the challenge for you defense? Can you quantify that?
Not until Saturday. We'll see how good, they have to step up too, right?
Oh, they lost Evans, their running back. The two freshmen that have come in that have seemed to do a pretty good job. Where is their running attack at?
Say again?
They have good.
I like their running backs. They're really good running backs.
Jake Hickman was in here talking about installing a silent count and things of that nature as far as going into a noisy environment. I know you guys are pumping noise at practice from what we were told. Is that the overall process of a silent count and going into a loud environment, what does that entail for a coach and staff?
Just setting up your plan in practice. That's about it. And having your guys exposed to it, I guess. It's more of a getting your guys executed than it is. I mean, it's not a big challenge for us, for the coaching staff. I mean, other than just preparing your guys to deal with it, I guess.
Is it as big of an adjustment for them, do you think, as getting
No. I mean, we practice that. Before this week. I mean, our guys, they do that. And, we did it yesterday, and it's, it wasn't a real big issue.
What do you want to see from your linebackers this week?
Improvement.
In what areas specifically?
Really, in every area. I mean, it's a young group. They're growing into the position, and we need, a higher level of execution, better physicality, just overall development. They've only played two games. And saw some good things, but see a lot of things that need to get better on. And I'm seeing improvement. I'm seeing progress, but, got a little bit of a ways to go.
A little more concerned because of some of the missed tackles this past weekend. Now, as you know and have stated, you're facing a quarterback who's a little more slippery.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you miss tackles, it's always a concern. But, you just got to get a lot of hats to the football, and you just got to keep tackling better and keep emphasizing it and keep working it. And I expect that area also, that's an area, one of the points of emphasis to get better at.
Put a spy on him this week?
I've never quite understood the whole spy thing. So
one guy to kind of mirror him, I guess that's as the cliche goes.
Box and one? 10-1?
Like whatever you want to do.
No. So anybody ever sees that defense, will you guys please show it to me? I want to look at it.
Given the way Zach Lee has played the last couple of weeks, especially the numbers he put up this last week, has he played better than maybe you thought he would be at this point?
No, I think Zach's doing what we thought he was capable of doing. I said all along, we have a tremendous amount of confidence in him. I think if you asked anybody on our football associated with our team, the same way. It doesn't surprise me at all.
Did last year's game against Virginia Tech in some ways help you and the program and the guys on the team grow a little bit from that experience? What did you take from that game?
We lost. I shrunk. I didn't grow. You'd have to ask the rest of the team that. But I don't think anybody on our football team walked out of that locker room that night happy. It was a loss is a loss. I don't care how it happens.
There were a lot of penalties you guys had in that game. Do you sense you have a more mature team now than you did a year ago, though?
I would hope so.
Taylor had one of his best games of his career against Nebraska last year. How do you prevent that from happening?
Play better. Pretty simple. Execute better. We made a lot of mistakes in that football game last year. I mean, he made some good plays. Don't get me wrong. I'm not taking anything away from Tyrod. I mean, he played a good game, but we just didn't play very good football that night. We weren't a very good football team at that point.
Nebraska had 55 yards rushing against Tech last year. He had to rush for a lot more yards than that, or throw the ball over.
A little bit of both. I mean, we want to execute better. Well, our offense has come a long way since that point. That was when we were still in the infant stages of developing what our identity is going to be. And I think we have a much better offense. I think we're much more prepared at this point to face a defense like that.
Do teams take on the personality of their coach? And has this
I hope not.
Why is
Wait, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. Go ahead and finish.
Do you think this team is beginning to take on your personality?
I hope not. I don't know. I don't know. You know, I like our football. I like our attitude of our guys. I like their approach right now. I don't know. That's more a question for you guys. I don't know. I don't know what I don't really look into that aspect of it. I just look at. I like the way they're preparing. I like the way they're working. I like the day-to-day, what I'm seeing from the team, and hopefully I think that'll continue.
What is it about your personality you don't want them to take on?
I don't know. Ask my wife.
How do you think Sue's done through the first two games, not just on the field, but as a leader, as a senior, as a leader?
Outstanding. I think he's got some things to. I mean, he leads by example, and I think he was a defensive player of the game this past week. I thought he played well, and the first week it was kind of a strange team for him for a D lineman to play against, but I think he's playing good football. But at the same time, I think he'd be the first one to tell you he's not. He's never satisfied, as is the rest of the guys. You look at it, you evaluate it, and you work to get better. And I think that's the attitude he takes. I think that's why he continues to progress as a football player, and I think that's why he came back. He's playing very good football, but there's still a lot more out there for him.
When a guy's a lead by example guy, are there times when you still got to get in his ear and say, okay, say something to him, get a little more vocal, or do you just leave that?
No. Like I said, I mean, best leader I was ever around was Jerry Rice. He never said a word. Very, very seldomly said anything.
When you're trying to mentally prepare inexperienced or younger players for an atmosphere like this, is it a matter of trying to be as realistic as possible and telling them this is what you're going to face, or you try to downplay that so they don't think about that too much?
Well, what we want to concentrate on is playing our football right now. And you can sit there and bring in psychologists and do all the other things about playing on the road and playing in an atmosphere and all the other things. It comes down to execution. That comes down to focus. That comes down to communication and doing the things you're being taught to do. And that's the challenge you always face, whether you're at home or on the road. You know, there sometimes when you're at home, you can get so excited and so jacked up by what the crowd's doing that it can create the same things that happen to you. It can be worse than what happens to you on the road, because you can be so emotional that you lose your focus. No matter what, we talk to our guys all the time, no matter what the circumstances, no matter what the quote-unquote distractions are, you got to find your focus and lock in and be ready to execute and play great football.
What signs have you seen from this team that you do believe they will be able to execute?
Well, I just go off what I see in practice and what I see during the week and the improvement that we're making. And I always have confidence that our football team is going to be able to do what's necessary to win.
This is a better practice.
Otherwise, I'll just stay home and I find something else to do if I know that it's not going to work out my way. I like to think I'm a glass half full guy.
Is this a better practice team than it was a year ago now?
Absolutely.
Coach Bud Foster, their defensive coordinator, well respected. I guess your thoughts on their defense and when he runs.
Excellent. He's stood the test of time. I mean, he's done a great job. He's been a huge, he and Coach Beamer have been, obviously side by side for a long time, and he's played great defense and continues to do so, and he's an outstanding football coach. And
what makes their defense so good, Coach, I guess?
They're real sound. They're physical. They play with a great attitude. They're just well coached, and they execute well. I mean, it's nothing fancy. It's nothing. It's just well thought out, well executed, and well coached.
Are there some things about their program that you would like to model here in Nebraska?
Many things about their program. Anybody who's had that kind of success, I love the physicality by which they play. They do a lot of things in that program that anybody who's in this profession would want to take a good hard look at and say, I love our program to be about some of the principles that he... Yeah, I have a lot of respect for Coach Beamer and his staff and what they've done. And like I said, you've done it. They've done it for... It's not been a year here, a year there. They've done it over a long period of time, and that's something to be proud of from their standpoint.
Having covered Virginia Tech a little bit, I've always felt that their special teams reputation sometimes get in the psyche of the opposing team. They've broken down special teams during games because they've got it in their head so much. Your thoughts on that?
I don't know. Ask a psychologist that one. I don't know. Like I said, it's about executing. They've executed better than their opponents at times. I don't know about that whole, all that psyche thing. I mean, obviously, they're good on special teams. They do some good things. And, you can say, it's because they get in people's heads, but if you're not executing, you're not performing, it doesn't do you any good. I mean, they've outperformed people on special teams a number of times.
Athletically, how does Nebraska compare to Virginia Tech?
I don't know all their guys. I don't, we're capable of winning this football game.
Do you think it might be easier for your defense because there's not a loud crowd in their ear that they can actually communicate better, maybe, since the crowd won't be going nuts when Virginia Tech's offense is on the field?
I always felt that was an advantage for us defensively when I've been on the road. I like playing on the road as a defensive coordinator at times. There's pluses and minuses everything you do. All that stuff. You got to be able to execute your stuff regardless of what the circumstances are.
Yeah,
to tone down enthusiasm with your players at all this week? I mean, from an outsider's perspective, it's two ranked teams playing. Some of that can filter in, especially when they're talking to us. But what do you say to them, and kind of be dangerous if they're too high?
We'll be ready. There's a lot of things that you got to do. I've said this before, but we just concentrate on what you can control right now. You have to earn the right to win this football game during the week by how you prepare. And all we can control is the next meeting, the next practice right now. And all the other things, we got to make sure that we lay our foundation and give ourselves the ability to win this football game. But what we do during the week, the emotion and what we're thinking about, what's going to happen on Saturday, that's a long way away right now. We got a lot of work to do between now and then. If we do that, we could set ourselves and give ourselves an opportunity to play well and win the football game against a hell of a team.
The first 2 weeks following practices, it seems like you haven't experienced those peaks and valleys of team practice well, team didn't practice well, team practice well. Is that correct? Have you been able to avoid that so far this year?
Well, sometimes I'm the worst at this. I mean, I'm never really satisfied with how we practice. I think we're better. I've said this. I think we practice better. I think we practice more consistently with the right attitude and the right, a better focus, a better tempo, all those things. But sometimes the level of execution isn't as good as I want it. And I think sometimes that shows in the games. What we're working towards is a consistent level of execution and focus, with the right focus that's how you develop as a football team. It's the week two. We got to keep getting better, and we're going to need to play better and win this football game.
This is going to be a good test. Lane Stadium, 66,000. It's a very tough place to play. And the Huskers are going to get hit in the mouth. It's going to be interesting to see how they respond.
You're right.
I know that
you just answered the question for me, didn't you? Why don't you come sit up here, JJ? What's
take
that?
Your money.
You could have it.
Yeah. I apologize if this was asked before, but is it as simple as some people say, forcing Tyrod Taylor to beat you with his arm?
Well, he can. I think he showed there today. He can beat you with his arm, and it's a combination. They do a number of different things. You have to execute. You got to make sure you develop a plan that includes all the different aspects of what they can do offensively and execute it. I can't just it's not like this guy's capable throwing the football, and they got some guys that are capable. It's not like you can put like 10 guys up on the line of scrimmage and just say okay. He's not capable of beating you any other way. That's unrealistic. This guy's, he's a good college quarterback. But he's also a good college quarterback that can run and throw. So you've got to be prepared to handle everything, which makes it a little more difficult.
Is there anything you take away when you watched Virginia Tech camp against Alabama this year? I mean, just watching a team, take lose, does that give you any blueprint for how you can go into the game?
I mean, every game they've played and every snap we've watched them play, helps you develop a plan. And, they're going to continue to develop, and you just got to be ready for a lot of things. All those things go into how you develop your proverbial blueprint to win the football game.
How is Alabama's offensive line able to have this kind of success, especially in the second half against them?
I mean, they're obviously Alabama's good up front, and a couple things they had. They Alabama ran the ball well at times. They didn't run the ball well at times. I thought they had a good mix, a good balance, and maybe I don't know. They did some good things. They did some things I'm sure they want back on both sides, and it was a good football game.
I know you say it's all about preparation and execution this week, but. How's the excitement level different?
I don't feel any different, me as a football coach. I mean, right now. I mean, I'm sure you ask me on Saturday, maybe you'll probably feel a little bit differently, but I don't approach it much different. I don't think our football team approaches it any different than they do any other week. I mean, you know, obviously, we have a lot of respect for this football program, and it's going to have your stinger up maybe a little bit more, but, you know, the reality of what's needed to win the football game doesn't really change. You're just playing against different people.
Coach, I believe the stat is that Nebraska has won a top 20 game. I guess the top 20.
I don't care about that. I don't care about all that.
How big would a win over this team?
It'd be the next win. It'd be the next win. It wouldn't be any bigger than the first two. As far as I'm concerned, it's the next step. That's how I approach it. That's how this football team approaches it.
Anything else from Coach?
Nebraska football coach Bo Pelini wrapping up his weekly press conference in Lincoln. Yeah, you can always tell when he's ready to get the hell out of there.
How many times that question been asked?
In so many different ways. I think he answered it best a little past midway when he said, you know, that's a, you know, all this psychology stuff, you know, bring in a psychologist. Here's the way it is. And he had a pretty good quote about that there. We'll break down what Coach Pelini had to say and wrap up the Doug and Daddy show on this press conference Tuesday right after this.
It was just last week when a Doug and Daddy listener was overheard making this remark.
Gonads are useful for their purpose, but they are no substitute for brains.
Guess that about sums it up.
Well, I was shopping for a new car. Which one's me? A cool convertible or an SUV? Too bad I didn't know my credit was whack, because now I'm driving off the lot in a used subcompact FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby. Saw their ads on my TV. Thought about going, but was too lazy. Now instead of looking fly and rolling fat, my legs are sticking to the vinyl and my posse's getting laughed at. FREE. That spells free. CreditReport.com, baby.
Offer applies with enrollment and triple advantage.
Salon Paw's Pain Relief Patch presents the Ow, My Aching Back Patch, the Just One More Time Patch. Salon Paw's gives you the pain-relieving power of a pill in a patch. It's ultra-thin, ultra-flexible. And Salon Paw's is the only FDA-approved over-the-counter topical pain relief patch. It goes right to the site of your pain. It's the Keeping Up with Johnny Patch and the Boy Do I Feel Better Patch. Get the power of a pill in a patch. Also try Salon Paw's Arthritis Pain, available at major drugstores and local pharmacies.
Have you noticed a change in your hearing? If so, then see ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center. Our university-trained audiologists can customize hearing aid products to fit your needs, lifestyle, and budget. We continuously update our product line to offer our patients the latest advances in hearing aid technology. So to learn more about the hearing aid products and services we provide, visit us online at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time, we're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Everyone on your way back from Husker Harvest Days, stop by Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge for the Big Ear Contest. And we mean corn. Everyone is invited to bring your biggest ear of corn to Sportsman's Thursday, September 17th. Enjoy $9 buckets of Coors and Coors Light products and beer battered brats all you can eat off the grill for $3. And door prizes. There's a grand prize for the biggest ear of corn, so don't miss the fun and prizes at Sportsman's Restaurant and Lounge, sunny downtown Gibbon.
Hi, I'm a mudflap from JTM Products. I guess I shouldn't be complaining about my job. It's my job to get... It's a dirty job, but at least JTM Products has the knowledge and know-how to make me look pretty. Oh, boy!
Have JTM Products customize your mudflaps. All sizes, cars, trucks, semis, and minivans. A great gift for a car buff. JTM Products can even do custom design and sizes of mudflaps, too. Always affordable prices. Call JTM Products today. 308-338-FLAP. Online at jtmproducts.com.
Doug and Daddy's show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Don't forget, tomorrow we're at Husker Harvest Days with the Diner Grill Boys.
Lot 1131, that's where you want to be.
Hey, we're back with you here on the day that Roger Federer's long, long streak came to an end. Boy, he and Serena Williams melted down, and we don't have time to get into that. But, you know, don't be throwing them under the bus, people. You know, it's competitive nature. You want to hear what these football guys say to each other? I don't think so. Tony, Bo Pelini's press conference just ended. Your thoughts?
Well, obviously, once again, it's very close. It's not like he breaks down a game plan and tells you what's going to happen. And they keep trying to get him to say something. He's not going to do it. I think that the meetings, he's just an intense person. I think that carries over. Do I think that the team has carried on his personality or adopted his personality? Well, hell yes, I think they've carried that on. I think you're starting to see a much more physical team. I think you saw that from day one with Coach Pelini in this program. I don't think he's shedding any light on what Virginia Tech. I don't even think he wanted to talk about what Virginia Tech does when the dual threat. You know, do you want to make him one dimensional, make his arm beat you? You know, he got what? I like the running backs. I really like the running backs. He expanded on that just a little bit. But other than that, did he really say anything about Virginia Tech?
Well, he liked the way they do things. They talked about their defense, their special teams being all that. He doesn't want to overblow this game like the fans and the media want to overblow this game. There are a couple of things. You know, it is big because it's on national TV from a recruiting standpoint. And if you win these types of games, more kids see that. More kids come here. So I'm sure that will be brought up in one of the meetings or somebody will say something to him about that. But Jeff Jamrog on the show tomorrow, we'll get to ask him a little bit about the coach. And I think in day-to-day life, this is the way he is. He doesn't get too overly one way or the other on whatever the subject is that he's talking about.
I'm not sure he analyzes a lot.
Everybody wants to analyze.
I mean, or that's what Well, Pelini's got his focus on Saturday's football game. He's analyzing the film. He isn't analyzing the mental breakdown of Frank Beamer.
How about when they asked him a legit question, running the silent count, because of the crowd noise, kind of getting away from all that whole atmosphere question that was asked a bunch. But running the silent count and how you do that in practice and how you get ready and how that changes what you do, and it just seemed like listening and watching him, he's going, you know, Sean Watson needs to answer that because, you know, it just seemed like one of those that he wouldn't know the answer to because he's not running. He's not the quarterback, never has been, hasn't run that part of the game. And I think it's interesting. And then, you know, obviously when he was asked about Sue's leadership, he thinks it's coming along and said, hey, you know, you don't have to talk a lot. Jerry Rice didn't talk a lot, but he was the best leader I'd ever been around. So there you go. Bo Pelini's press conference. Don't forget, you can catch all of the press conference and all of the show on our website, ESPNSuperstation.com. The podcast is there for you, brought to you by Cunningham's Journal, The Loft Courtyard. Great place to be to enjoy just a great evening, a great weekend, a cool refreshment, and a great place to hang out with your friends during what should be another beautiful week weather-wise in central Nebraska. We want to thank Mike Babcock from Huskers Illustrated for joining us on the Doug and Daddy Show today. He was our lone guest besides listening to the Bo Pelini press conference today. But tomorrow, it's off to Grand Island for Husker Harvest Days. We're going to be talking with Russ Hochstein, traded just before the season from New England to Denver. We're going to talk with Russ. We're going to talk with Jeff Jamrog, former Husker, now obviously running the whole show there in Lincoln. Steve Sippel from the Lincoln Journal-Star will break down Nebraska and Virginia Tech. Our weekly Wednesday segments, John McBride with a little Loper chat for UNK, the athletic director, and Bob Jensen, Huskerland Prep Report tomorrow as well. Come visit us at Husker Harvest Days.
Hey, we'll be at Seed Corn Row, lot 1131 with all the Dynagrow boys. We'll see you tomorrow, Doug and Daddy Show.